Well, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Stephen D. Kelly, and this is the Stephen D. Kelly Show. And we are Truth Cat Radio, www.truthcatradio.com. Mr. Kitten's getting up there in age, you know. Just want to share that with you. Anyway, once again, it's Thursday night. It's now 6:02. It is January 2nd, 2025, first show of the new year. And so, what are you doing in chat? Get on the damn show. Jeez. Okay, let me turn it off so I can't see you guys mucking about. Anyway, did I mention that this is the first show of the new year? So I want to say, first of all, thank you to all of you and sincere best wishes to all of you and yours in this coming year of 2025. I keep hearing the song, in the year 2525. I ought to post that song. I know it doesn't make any sense. Okay, dude, if you're listening, don't be chatting. Pay attention. Jeez. Okay. And so, anyway, I don't really have a title for the show. I'll come up with something, but there's certainly not a shortage of things to talk about. I have to make observations about the current events and the things that people are getting wrapped up in, you know, the psyops, the false flags, and the merry way this new year is starting out, and the dastardly things that are being done. Now, we could go into great detail about the incidents, the conspiracies, the plots, the events that are taking place right now and will probably continue to take place, not just the events, but the grand conspiracies like, you know, the fog. We'll talk about that. But the point is, all of you that follow me, all of you that are involved with Occupy the Getty are way ahead of the curve by now. Because no matter what they throw at us that we'll be talking about tonight, as long as everyone else out there in the world that we have to respond and react to these things, we already know how to fix this. We already know who the enemy is. We already know how to end it all. And the hardest part for the normies, for the people who are not already committed to this movement, and trust me, there are plenty of people who favor us who still don't quite believe and still don't quite understand and can't quite fathom. And I know I repeat myself, and just listening to the failed show from last week a little bit, I know there's so many things that I still need to get through your heads. And mostly that is that there's no good government. This thing that we call our government, this thing that has been leading this country, that has transformed into the thing that it is today, is not run by or controlled by or have anything to do with the original intention as it was set up. Now, obviously, humans are fallible, systems are fallible, and they're all doomed to fail at the beginning. So obviously, without discussing the merits of what we should be doing, we should first accept that this thing, there's nothing good about it, nothing can be saved, no help can come from it, and there's no way it can be involved in fixing what needs to be fixed. Now, one of the most blatant examples of how our government, or this thing that is controlling our government, is in panic mode and is doing everything they can to destroy us and cause anarchy and upheaval, are the two recent events, the murderous driver in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, as well as the guy driving the cyber truck that parked it full of explosives and fireworks in front of the Trump building in Las Vegas. Both of these gentlemen are dead. One shot himself before he blew up his truck, if you want to call it a truck, Tesla, in front of the Trump building. Now, I'll tell you, obviously that was designed to get people's attention, but if you ask me, it's a metaphor. We can discuss that later, but you can imagine what the metaphor is. And the guy in New Orleans, he drove past a police car that was blockading a street, which apparently had steel barrier installed just to prevent this thing, but the barrier was lowered at the time. So in other words, the police had installed special technology to stop just such a thing, but it had been disabled during this event. So, which smells fishy. But this driver ran around the police car and barreled his truck, another truck, not a Tesla, headfirst down the street at high speed, killing something like 10 people and injuring many others. Horrendous. When he got out of the truck after crashing it, I assume, or it getting bungled up in bodies, he got out and started firing upon the crowd or the police officers that were converging upon him, who in turn shot him. Now, this is the sign of a true terrorist. They go out, they kill themselves. Not a patsy, but a man willing to die. Just like the guy in the Tesla truck in front of the Trump building, he shot himself in the head before the truck blew up. Gosh, why didn't he just go out with the fireworks? Anyway, they recovered his passport, or not his passport, but his ID. A lot of people say, wow, that's crazy. How'd that happen? Well, you know, it was compressed in a bunch of other stuff and didn't necessarily burn, unlike the fireworks, which were packed with incendiary powder. But the funny thing is both of these individuals were identified as former special forces troops from Fort Bragg, U.S. military, highly trained individuals, CIA. I'll just say it. And of course, CIA is just a pseudonym for something much more evil. Now, obviously, these people were both terrorists. They did terrorist acts, but they also did false flag attacks designed to stir up the public and create rage. Now, obviously, the Tesla truck in front of Trump Tower, that was meant to piss off Trumpers and people that support Elon Musk, et cetera, whatever. Draw your own conclusions. The other guy driving the truck in New Orleans, running people down, was an Arabic-looking guy, and he had an ISIS flag on him, found with an ISIS flag. Now, whether or not he was ISIS, who knows? But again, CIA, again, who knows what ISIS really is? But he was found with an ISIS flag, which would tend to identify him as a terrorist, not just an errant driver that killed a whole bunch of people at high speed and got into a shootout with the police afterwards. But you know, I'm not sure who it was, the FBI, the State Department, whatever, but they basically came out and said that no, this guy was not a terrorist. And yet, the individual that shot the CEO of United Healthcare, Luigi Mangione, or whatever his name was, you know, the guy with the back problems and severe back pain that took it out on the insurance company behemoth that declined him care. He went out like a hero. He's labeled a terrorist. He's a terrorist. Okay, so right away, there's your priorities. What's a terrorist? A terrorist is the guy that attacks the oligarchs and the anti-human corporations that run the West. But the clearly military USA intelligence community PSYOP killers, especially the one carrying the ISIS flag that got out and had a shootout with the cops after he ran over a bunch of people. No, he was not a terrorist. Okay, so you got to wonder about this right away. You really got to wonder about this. Now, I don't really need to politicize this thing, but it's pretty insane what's going on, what's happening, what's going to happen. I would suspect, first of all, that this here's another similarity. Sorry for the S, but both of the guys that drove over, the guy in Vegas and the guy in New Orleans, they both rented their vehicles from the same service. And the guy in Louisiana, New Orleans, he had a Airbnb where he was staying. Now, an Airbnb is usually someone else's home that's renting out a room or possibly the whole home for a short period of time to various different tenants. So Interestingly enough, somebody, namely the city, the population of New Orleans, the good folk, decided to burn down and destroy the Airbnb where the terrorist ISIS killer was renting. Never mind that he was only renting it for a day or two, and it was actually owned by, I don't know, maybe a good patriotic American, but that's gone. Kind of like when the good people of the folk of the Catholic Church over there at Crestline decided to burn down Satan's castle a couple hundred feet away. I'm sure they did it out of outrage. I'm sure it wasn't because they were involved and they were trying to hide evidence. No. Nothing like that. But bottom line, that's your government. That is your government. So we'll get into the drones here, but I got to talk about this silly fog. Now, I was up kind of late the other night, about 2 a.m. I know, I shouldn't be doing it, but sometimes it's good. It's good to crawl out of my head once in a while and get lost in something stupid. Keeps me up awake. But I glanced up at the camera. I heard the monitor for my exterior cameras. And I thought, holy crap, what's going on? It looks like it was snowing outside. It looks like it was raining, but everything was going sideways and everywhere, or like it was some sort of a strange snowstorm. Very strange. Almost like it was swarms of little tiny bugs flying all over the place, you know, helter-skelter. Seriously, that's what it looked like. It did nothing like some particulate floating in the air like some ambient dust. No, it was moving in every direction at high speed, very animated. Now, if you were going to tell me that this was because there were air currents outside that I'm picking up on camera that were showing this, I would say that doesn't make any sense, because when I see it flowing in sideways, horizontally, or this way in two different directions at the same time, that does not look like normal air movement. Doesn't look like normal weather. Doesn't look like something that swarms of tiny bugs would be doing. Maybe they are tiny bugs. Maybe they are nanoparticles, nanobots, and they are swarming all over the place. Now, before I cut to the chase, let me just go on. I had to investigate, and I thought, wow, this is crazy. Is this bugs? Is this rain? Is this something else? So I looked outside. I didn't open the door, thank God, but I did open. I slipped the little covering over from my window, you know, and peeked out from my hidey hole. And what did I see? Fog. Thick fog. Static-looking fog pea soup. You don't see it moving around and swirling. It's just sitting there. You don't see the particulate. You just see what looks like smoky fog. Thick. Coherent. Not coherent, but let's just say homogeneous in nature. Now, this doesn't make any sense to me. Right away, I knew this is funny, because is this the nature of fog? Does fog swirl around in front of the camera like there's some massive atmospheric event going on, like there's some sort of micro storm? And if so, why is it in particulate when fog would look like vapor, water vapor that you could barely see? But no, this looks like particulate, like small bugs, gnats, tiny particles. Why is that? Now, the camera, of course, has this thing where it will have a stop and go. It'll pause every frame, spaces between frames. But would it cause that? No. So what exactly is it doing? By doing that, by pausing between the frames like it does, having a low frames per second rate, I am seeing movement that you would not see otherwise. Now, I've noticed this before, but I've noticed other things too. I've noticed that the animals that live outside, like the cats, are starting to get sick. In fact, I've got one with me right now, Big Brother, Big Orange Kitty, that I've been feeding for years. All of a sudden started losing weight. Now, I know when the cats are getting ready to die, this happens, but I'm thinking, what the heck is it? What's going on here? And I'm thinking, you know, I wouldn't want anything alive to be out there in that air when this is going on and breathing this shit. If you're going to go outside, wear a mask. At night, if this fog is happening, wear a mask. If you've got to take out the trash or whatever stupid thing that can't wait, wear a mask. I don't care. Do something. Now, if you're indoors, which I recommend, if it's happening, you stay indoors. You have air cleaners. You should have air cleaners anyway. One in every room. It's you against the enemy that's doing this to you. You think this stuff is going to come to an abrupt halt when Trump takes office? I don't think so. Chemtrails, whatever it is that's doing this, who knows? Drones? Are drones spewing this crap? Who knows? Chemtrails involved? Probably. There's probably other things happening. Like, for instance, this nano dust and this crap that they've been spraying in the air for so long is probably just now combining and activating and building up into smaller structures, nanobots, if you will, that are becoming active and sentient, if you will. So yeah, we're under attack very hard, and it's not just former Fort Bragg CIA military special ops trained fake terrorists that the government doesn't want to call terrorists. But when one of us makes a ghost gun and goes out and kills an oligarch, we're the terrorist. You know, I'll just say this. I don't know how long I'm going to go tonight, but I apologize for last week. But I know a lot of you want to hear me talk about Jesus because I touched on this in the last show. But I just want to say, first of all, that I learned a long time ago, 1990, when dealing with the NSA, which I thought was the CIA at the time, and hearing their stories of murder, mass murder, state-sponsored terrorism on behalf of my country, that I realized that we were not one nation under God. I had been fooled. That thing they printed on the money all these years was fake. I was crushed. My country could do no wrong. We were the good guys. And that was dead in the water, over. And once you realize that, you realize that there's no such thing as a good guy or a bad guy. There's different shades of gray, different levels of good and evil. We just happen to live in a place that's mostly evil, that's mostly responsible for all the evil in the world. I don't really want to get into Russia and China and the rest of the world. I probably will before this is over, but the point is that if you haven't learned that there's only one way to stop this, and that is Occupy the Getty, if you haven't learned that you cannot measure, you cannot fathom, you can't comprehend the true nature of the leadership of this system that enslaves us, you can't fight it. We are lucky that we know where to strike. We are lucky that they revealed themselves to me and told me, let it slip, that this mission, this one strike, this one target ends it all and is inevitable and written in stone. That's enough for me to devote my life, which I worry is getting shorter and shorter. You know, I don't think about myself except for when I spend too much time sitting in front of the computer and then I get up, I can hardly walk. I'm like, oh, my hip. You know, I blame that on the chemtrails. Yeah, I don't spend all my time taking care of my body because, yeah, I do hate this life. But, you know, when you have devoted your life to trying to end evil on earth and you've forsaken everything else, it's easy to do these things. I'm not asking you to do it, but it's not my focus. But like I said, though, I feel myself getting old. I see the neighbors' kids across the street getting older, getting big. They're not babies anymore. I see the animals that I've been feeding getting frail and older, just like Mr. Big Brother over here. And I worry about them, and I worry about everybody. I worry about all of you and more. I worry about the cats and dogs in China. I worry about everybody. I worry about the fish swimming around in Fukushima water. I don't just worry about myself, but I'll tell you, if I had to cut to the chase and talk about what's wrong in this world, especially in the West, I'd have to say, well, there's no fear of God anymore. No fear of God, no fear of the afterlife, no fear for the repercussions of actions taken that were not responsible for everyone else. You know, I look at countries like Russia right now, which still have a pretty strong faith system in place, amazingly enough. The soldiers wear icons of Jesus. They keep them in their tanks and their attack helicopters and their trenches. They have patches. They are awarded medals with ribbons of St. George. It's very much a part of their culture. And yet on this side of the game, what do we have? We have fake ISIS running over people. We have Ukraine banning Ukrainian Orthodox Church. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church, not the Russian Orthodox Church, but the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, banned. We have Christianity under attack, hardcore in the Middle East, especially in Syria. And we have Christians and Alawites rising up and arming themselves to try to defend themselves against the fucking American Western ISIS newborn terrorists that we've unleashed. We have unleashed. I'm not even talking about Israel right now. But again, if that is not more proof to you that we are the enemy, we are, you know, right now. If things continue the way they're going, it's kind of hard to say what will happen first. The entire population of the United States will be drugged and rendered sterile and sick and weak, dying, terrorized by terrorist insurgent, well, not insurgent, but shall we say invaders, fifth columns operating inside of our country, our own government operating terrorist cells inside our country. All the terrorist cells, Al-Qaeda, have been activated. Who activated them? We did. These American soldiers don't just blow themselves up and shoot themselves in the head for money or for no reason. Hell, the one guy that blew up a vehicle, the Tesla, in front of Trump Towers was a Banderite. He was pro-Ukraine, not just pro-Ukraine, but Nazi, vocal Nazi. How is that even allowed? Because it's part of our culture. The same NSA is Nazi. The government's half Nazi, half Zionist. It's the same thing, two sides of the same coin, and it keeps you confused. But it's really simple. There's nothing to be confused about. There are no good guys in the government. The only thing that's good are the people that do good, namely you, assuming that you are doing good and earning that title. Because there are no leaders, no Trump, nobody that's going to do it for you. That is the bottom line. So once again, Occupy the Getty is the only answer, even if you don't know what it means or you don't know what it how to do it. The enemy knows we win, and the enemy sees you doing it. The enemy knows they can't stop you. And only by doing this, whether you understand it or not, can we get enough people involved. That's why it's important. All right, enough said. All right, I'm going to go on and talk a little bit about the stuff I was talking about last week that did get a lot of people excited. I was talking about Jesus, the humanity of Jesus. And this did get a lot of people excited. I do need to talk about that. But before I do, I'm just going to have a quick segue and just remind you guys, if you want to help me out economically, you got to use the PayPal, and it's got to be a friend or family You got to tick the friend or family box. And you send it to StephenKelly714@yahoo.com. StevenKelly714. 714@yahoo.com. Okay, every little bit helps. And those of you that did send, like Zoe Chocolate, thank you. I know a lot of you guys, I do healing, and then you send me something. You don't have to send me something to have a healing. I mean, obviously, I appreciate it. If you appreciate it, then I'm happy to accept your gift. I mean, it's like that woman that was able to see after being blind. Yeah, I could see that person sending me $100 every month. You know, my God, you know, it's like, what a gift. But again, it's not important, but everything is appreciated. And if I don't say thank you, it's because I do withdraw a little bit. And I'll tell you, the way things are right now, it's very easy for me to withdraw. Well, the world is fucked up as it is, and to get beat down, it's almost like I need to, because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I am getting old. I do need you guys to pick up and run with it. And those of it you do, like Rob, it's appreciated. Okay? But that's how we win this thing. And if I can only come to you once a week and do a show like this and give you some feedback and some inspiration and hopefully some information, then that's good. And I'll endeavor to do more. But if I can continue to do just this, then that's important. Now, as far as what I was saying about Jesus and Christ being two different things, obviously, it's not my intention to upset everybody. And as I said, this is my opinion. This is my feeling. I've been wrong before. We're talking about things that are incomprehensible, like the divine, the nature of God. How can you comprehend that? Now, if you understand densities, that goes a long way. But that's not in the Bible, okay? Not in the Bible. The Gnostics, they have a way of describing densities, but if you understand the nature of densities, the mechanics of the universe, that's the closest we're going to get to understanding the difference between a human and an angel, an ascended master, and the Creator, or the Holy Spirit for that matter. And by understanding those mechanics, we understand better the nature of creation, the flow chart of things, the division of labor, if you will. Now, as a Catholic, I was raised and programmed to believe certain things. And obviously, this is the sort of thing that is the rock, the foundation of the Catholic faith. And that is the divinity of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ is not part of Jesus' name. His name was Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph, allegedly, and son of Mary. That's how they did it back then. Okay, but the point is that when Jesus was born or conceived, and again, these are all mysteries, was he conceived divine? Different than a normal human? God incarnate in human form? Can we imagine what the nature of that is? Here's a clue. Yeah, a human. That's what a human is. Only in 3D. We all have these skills. And ultimately, when we all merge and go to the top and return to Source, we become what we always were, and that is Source. We are made of Source. We are Source. There's no difference between us and the Creator, except that we are separated by density. We are part of creation, which is the nature of Source. Source does not create a machine that pumps stuff out. It is Source. All creation is of Source. There is no differentiation. There is not entire creation and some entity magically making it form. It's all the same thing. It's mechanics, and that is the nature of reality. Now, Jesus was a human. He was born a human. He had a vaginal delivery coming from Mary. We know this. A lot of what we are told by the Bible and Gospels and various things written down possibly 100 years after the life of Jesus. But we know now that he had a brother named Thomas. He had a brother, a twin brother named Thomas, which means a dual birth. In other words, the manger had two babies in it. He also had another brother named James, another apostle. He also had two sisters, we hear, only they were not recorded. No, no, they didn't pay attention to females. They don't talk about that very much, at least in the Church of Peter, just like Mary Magdalene. You know, more than likely, Mary Magdalene was the wife of Jesus. Jesus was a human. He had a loving relationship with this woman named Mary Magdalene, who was also of royal blood. That sounds awful human to me. But they turned her into a whore. They chased her out. They chased off her descendants. Yes, she had descendants, but we're not supposed to believe that. That sounds awful human to me. Did Jesus do miracles? Yes. Was Jesus and Christ the same thing? Christ is an entity of the Creator, of the Trinity. Is Jesus and Christ the same thing on the level of ascended masters? Who knows? Is Christ an energy like the Holy Spirit, something above the other ascended masters? Do we know? No. Is it the Christ energy or the Christ title upon Jesus that makes him special in the entire hierarchy of the ascended masters? Very possibly so. But the point is, and we only know by Scripture because that's what we're going by, is what humans are telling us. We don't know, but they tell us that Christ will return. They tell us that God came and told Mary to name her baby Jesus. Not Christ, but Jesus. God did all these things. Supposedly, Jesus or Christ, we're not sure, Jesus Christ, is going to return on the clouds with all his angels and bring about revelations or tribulations or whatever it is, Armageddon, if you believe that. Now, I believe, and again, this is just my opinion, I could be completely wrong, and I'm not telling you that you have to believe this just because I'm thinking this is a possibility, but I believe that Jesus was born a human, just like his brothers and his sisters and his mother. Where, how he was conceived, Immaculate Conception, that's a great mystery in itself. We don't need to discuss that. But if Jesus or Christ returns, will he come riding in on a pale horse or whatever from the clouds, like some Project Bluebeam type thing that we are told is going to happen? Geographically, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Or will he be born a human? Now, if you look at Revelations, you look at this Antichrist nonsense, I'll tell you what I know about the Antichrist, because a whole lot of people think the Antichrist is just somebody's going to be born and is going to become the Antichrist all by themselves. No. If you read the protocols of learned elders of Zion, you would see that the learned elders' job is to choose the Antichrist, not to control the Antichrist, but to choose them and place them upon the throne and give them their position. And at the same time, after giving this Antichrist person all power, we'll have no control over them afterwards. No ability to discern his thoughts or his plans, his agenda. No ability to control that whatsoever. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to manage it, much like they're trying to manage me. They can't kill me, but they try to manage me. They want to manage the Occupy the Getty movement. They can't stop it. They know it ends them. They know it's inevitable. And what can they do? They can only try to manage it, just like they're trying to manage the return of Christ. Not the return of Jesus, but the return of Christ, meaning the person that is born into this world that has that job, that has that responsibility to bring about their end. to change reality, to alter the direction of our entire level of reality into a service to others direction, as opposed to a selfish service to self agenda that we have now. That is the nature of reality. It's going from STS to STO. Christ Jesus is STO. The transition that's coming, the change that's coming, the great apocalypse and great Armageddon that's coming is a transition from STS to STO. A transition that's been overdue for 25 million years. That's what's coming. In our little perception of reality, that's enough for us. That's enough responsibility for us. That's our job. That's what we were put here for, to do that one thing, to end the reality that's been controlling this society and this culture and this world and this level of density for so damn long. And this is the nature of creation. This is the nature of how our Creator works. He made us for this job. Does that make us Christ-like? Does that make us God-like? Yes, it does, actually. It does. Jesus uses our foot to stomp on the snake. He asks us to do more than he did when he was here. It's up to us. We've had the lessons. We've had thousands of years to digest them. But if the time is done with the BS, it's time now, even if you don't understand the nature of reality or the nature of our enemy, all you need to know is this is how we win. It's very simple. We work for Jesus. We work for Christ. We work for God the Creator. We work for the Holy Spirit. We are the saviors of earth. We are the ones whose names will be written on the wall in heaven. That's why we were born. That's why you're here now. Take responsibility for why you were born. Become the human you were meant to be. Become the bit of creation that God made you for. We don't need to talk about the bullshit, and we can get angry, but what we need to do is focus that energy into motivation and dedication to end it forever, once and for all. And that's what this mission is, and there will be nothing after it, because we'll be too busy in paradise. There'll be no more false flags and no more bullshit drama to talk about. Okay? That's really it. I want to thank you all for being here. First of all, there's a halfway decent amount of people here. I know you guys have been waiting for a halfway decent show, and let me tell you, I hate for crap to be happening in the world to make me tell you these things, but we're on the edge of destruction, and right now the only thing that's going to save us or this world, this reality, our humanity, is us and this mission. Okay, so make it your mission for me, please. Okay? Okay, guys, I know I don't tell you this enough, but I love you all, and I want to thank you all for all of your effort, and I want you to be sober and in control of what you do. Don't let your emotions take control. It's just information. Don't file it away. Don't file it in good or bad. Just file it and know what you need to do. Okay? So get smart about it. All right. Thank you for tuning in once again. Please join me on the Telegram if you haven't already. The Occupy the Getty /Stephen D. Kelly on Telegram. My email, if you want to send me correspondence, is lawgun, that's law17gun@aol.com. And if you need the book or you need healing or you need anything like that, please write to me. If you need it, you want to do an interview, let me know. I've got several interviews coming up. I have to keep track of this stuff. And I want to thank all you people that are showing interest in the mission. let's get it done, because I'm not doing this as a job. I'm not doing this to make money. I want it to be done so I can relax and play with my kitties and die peacefully. Okay? Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you guys all next week, God willing. And once again, best wishes on the new year. And if I haven't said it before, Merry Christmas. I know it's over, but stay safe. Watch out for the killer fog. Stay off your cell phone. Be aware of the people around you. Okay? Be aware. Start thinking like you're in a war, because you are. All right? Thank you so much. I'll see you guys soon. Thank you for tuning in. I'll do my best to get this show out to you as quick as I can. And those of you that get it, please share it anywhere you can. Okay? All right. Once again, my name is Stephen D. Kelly. And yes, this is Truth Cat Radio. And this is the Stephen D. Kelly Show. And we need you. All right? Okay. Good night. God bless. Adios. Goodbye.